with that story now about the pharmacists getting involved in the vaccination programme, we can talk to Dara O'Loughlin, who is Secretary General of the Irish Pharmacy Union. Dara O'Loughlin, good morning and welcome. What other than that do you know at this point about what you will be doing?
Good morning, Audrey. Our understanding, which hasn't been confirmed formally by the HSE, is that pharmacies, so we've more than 1,000 pharmacies around the country that have applied to vaccinate. We've been trying to do this for several months now, as your correspondent said, but we've been delayed consistently by the HSE. We're very glad to be getting started now. And as we understand it, there will be a small amount of Janssen vaccine made available to pharmacies to vaccinate people aged over 50 who have missed out on or not been able to get to a vaccination centre, and then that subsequently mRNA vaccines or Pfizer vaccines will be made available, particularly in pharmacies that are at a distance from vaccination centres, so as to allow people to be vaccinated as part of the national programme in their local pharmacy instead of having to travel however far to a distant vaccination centre.
Okay, so do you envisage that all vaccinations by pharmacists will only be carried out in the pharmacy? You won't be working in vaccination centres?
That's what we envisage right now. That's what this move is about. And that's what the public has been looking for. People have been clamouring to get vaccinated in their local pharmacy by their local pharmacist. And there's been a lot of public frustration that it has taken this long to get the vaccines delivered to pharmacies. But certainly the objective now is to vaccinate people in a pharmacy in their local community rather than having them all having to travel to vaccination centres.
You say there's been a clamouring, and yet the system has coped so far. They've been administering over 300,000 doses a week without pharmacists. So why do you think you're absolutely necessary to this?
Yes, I think we do. No more than GPs who have been vaccinating since the outset of the vaccination programme. It's come as a source of frustration and confusion to us that pharmacies have been actively excluded. And it is true that the vaccination centres have been working, but it doesn't necessarily suit everybody to travel to a vaccination centre. And the experience in other countries, in the United States, in the United Kingdom, in Canada and elsewhere, has been that making vaccines available in local community pharmacies has improved the uptake, improved the outreach, and made it that bit easier for people to get vaccinated.
Is there enough supply of the various vaccines, though, to justify asking for more vaccinators to get involved at this point?
Supply of the vaccines has been difficult, in particular with AstraZeneca, and then more lately with the Janssen vaccines. There have been supply interruptions and shortages. On the other hand, we have had every expected dose of the Pfizer vaccine, and all the surprises there have been on the upside. But getting more vaccines out just means that it gets our more vaccination locations, just makes it even easier for people. So we've seen tremendous uptake in the older age cohorts. The experience elsewhere has been that the uptake levels are not as high as we move into the younger age cohorts. But accessibility and convenience of vaccination are key factors in getting people who might otherwise be a little bit hesitant to come and get the vaccine. And alongside that, we have the fact that everybody has a trusted relationship with their local pharmacist. If they have questions, if there is nervousness, if there's hesitancy around the vaccine, the pharmacist is ideally placed to overcome that hesitancy, to give people accurate information, to reassure them around the risks and the benefits, and hopefully to improve the uptake.
And pharmacists will receive, I think it's around €35 per dose. Are you satisfied with that payment? Is that parity with GPs?
Yes, that's the same payment that GPs will get. We get €25 per dose administered, and we get a payment of €10 for each patient that's entered into the system.
Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. Dara O'Loughlin, Secretary General of the Irish Pharmacy Union.